Perfect. So we're joined by Reva Taylor, and I understand that you were you're from Esher, Reva.
That's right. Yeah, I grew up in the area where I grew up in Esher and also Oxshott Cobham in my youth. Yeah, went to a school in Guildford. So, yes, Surrey is my home.
Perfect. And can you tell us a little bit about what you've been up to with your recent musical endeavours?
Yeah, absolutely. I released my album. Well, the first part of my album, I should say, we're actually releasing in two halves this month. And, you know, that's been a long time in the making. And it's called This Woman's Heart, point one. Point two is going to be coming. And, yeah, it's an album about my journey as an artist through the music industry. I was signed when I was very young, at the age of 12. So the fact it's called This Woman's Heart is a statement that, you know, I am now an adult. And this is, yeah, my first sort of my first major release under a new name, Reva Taylor, and as a sort of a second wave of the career.
Perfect. And obviously you're in unprecedented times at the moment, and obviously people aren't seeing you as much as they would be promoting, etc., like that, things like that, but they are at home and able to stream and download. So what's the reception been like, what it's been like from your point of view?
It's actually been, you know, surprisingly great. We actually launched in the first week of lockdown, and I was due to have a showcase, and, you know, all the invites had gone out, and obviously that was cancelled, and it was a sort of very uncertain time, I think, for us all in that first week. I mean, it continues to be, but I don't think we really knew how to navigate it. But I took it straight online to promote, and I did an online showcase, and that's kind of continued throughout this time. People are still streaming music, which is great from my side. Obviously, the live side of things is having to be put on hold for now, but I'm easing into the rhythm of doing regular online sessions. And actually, last night I did an online songwriting circle session with a load of fantastic songwriters. Something I've been coordinating in partnership with the Roundhouse for the last few years. So we decided to not pause that until, you know, obviously the Roundhouse is back up and running, but to take it online, and the reception was fantastic.
Brilliant. And just finally, what do you hope people will, what will be their response from their album? What do you think you'd like your message of your album to be to people, if there is such a particular message or of a particular track?
Well, the album is all about hope, actually. And this first part of the album is what I call the dark heart or the broken heart. So the songs and the themes sort of revolve around transformation and heartbreaks and discovery. The second part is the happier heart, the resolved heart, and the bright future. So I hope they leave having heard the second part feeling, you know, like things are fully resolved. But in this first part there is still hope, and, you know, be prepared for some power ballads. That's what I'm all about. So yes, the music is sonically sort of orchestral, and a mix of electronic music and big sort of power ballad songs.
Reva, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck with the album and with the virtual songwriting as well. Sounds amazing, particularly in lockdown. People can take some creative inspiration from you and hopefully write some amazing songs inspired by your endeavours. Thank you for speaking to us, and best of luck.
Thanks. Take care. Thank you.